Deseret News. I'm Mary Rose. Vice President Vance is warning Iran not to play the U.S. in this weekend's negotiations aimed at ending the war. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
As he departed Washington for the talks in Pakistan, the vice president said the U.S. is willing to extend an open hand if the Iranians are willing to negotiate in good faith. But he said the U.S. delegation would not be receptive if Iran tries to play us. The vice president, who has long been skeptical of foreign military interventions, told reporters that President Trump provided some pretty clear guidelines on how the talks should go. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Senator Tom Cotton still marvels at the recent rescue of a downed U.S. aviator in Iran.
Hats off not only to that airman for the guile and the courage to survive, but for the many hundreds of our troops, whether they were pilots or weapons officers or special operations forces or logisticians, who played critical roles in bringing him out.
Senator Cotton, an Arkansas Republican, made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen is threatening to remove Customs and Border Protection officers from airports in sanctuary cities. Correspondent Ken Lorman reports.
The move would strip CBP presence at international airports in those sanctuary cities, blocking customs processing for incoming travelers. Secretary Mullen cited lack of local cooperation with federal immigration policy as a reason for targeting major hubs like Los Angeles and New York.
The DHS shutdown, driven by partisan disputes over immigration enforcement, has already disrupted air travel and strained border security operations. And former Vice President Kamala Harris is thinking about running for presidency in 2028. This is SRN News. Views on morality have a lot to do with age.
A new study from the Pew Research Center finds that young Americans and old Americans see right and wrong very differently. For instance, on the question of viewing pornography, less than half of young people think that's morally wrong, while over two-thirds of seniors do. When it comes to homosexuality, 30% of 18 to 29-year-olds say that lifestyle is immoral, versus 46% of people who are 65 and up. Michael Harrington reporting.
A lot of Christians are embracing artificial intelligence in their daily prayer and worship, causing some theologians to concern. The Barna Group reports that nearly a third of American adults trust spiritual advice from AI as much as advice from a pastor. And 4 in 10 practicing Christians say AI has helped them with prayer or Bible study. Yet only 12% of pastors feel comfortable teaching about AI in their congregations. This is SRN News. Patrons are lining up at Augusta National to secure a limited edition Masters Gnome.
This year marks the 10th and possibly final year of the Gnome's release, making it highly sought after. Each year's Gnome is unique, and this year's edition features the Gnome in golf attire with a Masters-themed cup. With only about 1,000 available daily, they've been selling out quickly and have become valuable on resale markets. Prices on eBay and Facebook Marketplace have soared, with some Gnomes listed for up to $800. Speculation about this being the last edition has fueled demand. Many buyers have considered reselling them for the potential profit. I'm Bernie Bennett.
Counter-drone lasers will now be able to be used along the southern border. The FAA agreed with the Pentagon on Friday that they are safe, so additional airspace closures aren't expected. The FAA and Defense Department have signed an agreement outlining the safety precautions that will be employed when these lasers are used to protect travelers. More details, srnnews.com.